USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Police in Detroit are searching for a gunman they say killed three people and wounded a fourth in random shootings on Sunday. Detroit Police Chief James White said shell casing evidence connected the shootings.
It appears to be very random. One was waiting on a bus. One was walking his dog. And one was just on the street.
A federal jury in Atlanta has awarded $100 million to a panhandler who fell and broke his neck after a police officer shocked him with a stun gun during a foot chase. Jerry Blasingame now needs round-the-clock care, costing $1 million a year. Jurors found that Officer John Grubbs used unreasonable force against Blasingame, who was 65 years old and had been asking drivers for money. Back in July of 2018, he was paralyzed from the neck down and is now 69 years old. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
A Minnesota attorney is behind bars after allegedly beating his ex-wife to death in front of their children because she wanted to take them to church. Anders Odegaard, 31, has been charged with second-degree murder and is being held on a $2.5 million bond. The 911 caller told police he was flagged down by two boys who asked the man to call the police because their mother, Carissa Odegaard, was bleeding badly. The director of National Intelligence, April Haynes, notified Congress that her office will lead a classification review of the documents recovered during the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his legal team is accusing the Democrats of weaponizing the intelligence community against him. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois and a member of the January 6th committee, was on NBC's Meet the Press and asked, with the facts, is there enough to indict the president?
It'll be up to DOJ whether or not that reaches the level of indictment. But this is disgusting in my mind. Like, this, no president should act this way.
This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
On Face the Nation Sunday morning, the fallout continued from Friday's release of a redacted affidavit outlining the justification behind the FBI's retrieval of classified documents stored at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Former acting director of the CIA, Michael Morell, has more.
At any given moment in time, there are on average 4 Americans spying for foreign intelligence services without us knowing it at the time. And those are the ones we ultimately caught. So there's a lot of spying going on in Washington.
The countdown is on to the countdown for Monday's moon launch. NASA teams have been putting the final touches on any repairs, preventing possible leaks, and fixing other faulty equipment. Jeff Spaulding, NASA's senior test director for Artemis 1, says they are prepared. If more lightning storms like the one that hit Saturday come through on Sunday and the repairs are not done.
We are trying to be very proactive, looking ahead and evaluating those things and adjusting as required, knowing that we might get some weather as we have the last few days.
Tom Brady spoke to the media on Sunday for the first time since rejoining Buccaneers camp. He was asked about the time he recently spent away from the team for personal reasons.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with, so we all have really unique challenges to our life. And I'm 45 years old, man. You know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can. And, you know, it's a continuous process. So
I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.